Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh. I'm thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. Also, the text line is back in full effect. That's some old school shit for you right there, full effect.
And it's a full effect. It's an effect.
But anyway, man, it's a different number, but it's back nonetheless. The new number is 704-886-6686. 704-886-6686. Now, without further delay, let's go ahead and get this thing rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner. Podcast crime, Reg. What is the deal? King Big Daddy Pimp Hustler Stack Money.
Fresh. I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. You keep adding to these adjectives, man. You just say King Daddy. King. What, I don't know what the fuck you said.
King Big Daddy Pimp King Hustler Big Daddy. Stack Money.
Stack Money. All right.
Stack for sure, right?
Stack. S-T-A-K. Stack.
What's the deal?
What's
man?
Up with you, man? Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to maintain.
I can't call it, man. Trying to see what's up with your Hulu to watch some of this game a little bit.
Man, you know this. I told you, man, I'm about to switch from get this motherfucking YouTube TV, bro. That's what I'm about to do. This shit just don't work with this Amazon Fire TV. Big ass motherfucking TV, man. This shit don't work.
Yeah. Well.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we spoil anyway. Everybody spoil. Remember them little TVs in the kitchen and shit?
Right.
Black and white or something?
Hey, man, I am old enough to remember where we had a motherfucking floor model TV.
Oh, yeah.
Where the shit was in the big ass wood case.
Yeah. My grandmother had that.
Nah, we had the one that had the TV.
You had one on top, side. Too, man.
TV on one side, then it had the cabinet, but some you can put whatever you want.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But it was tall as fuck.
It was like an armoire,
right? Like an armoire. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, we had the stereo man that looked like the buffet. They go in the dining room. It's like have the turntable and shit that's down, and you lift the whole top up and the turntable and shit down in there. You got the speakers on the side. Yeah. It looked like some old oak and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find one of them shits now, bro. That motherfucker's worth some money.
Damn.
Worth some money, man.
Love it.
Yeah, man. But speaking of old school and old shit, man, you know, a lot of times our culture creates and uses old sayings and become part of our everyday vernacular. And this particular show is going to be about top 10 black colloquialisms, if you will, or sayings or phrases or expressions that should be retired.
Hmm.
In other words, top 10 things that you should stop saying. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
You with it?
And I'm thinking, yours might be a little more old school than mine, maybe.
Nah, bro. When I looked at this shit, man, I'm telling you, it's really recent. And I think it's more because of the social media aspect of it.
Yeah, I got you.
Because, you know, we hop on some shit and we'll ride that shit down until it's in the ground.
Yeah.
And it's dead. So.
Uh-huh. And mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we don't compare notes when we go into these... When he hits play, record, We just sort of flow. So I don't know what he has on his 10 and vice versa. So,
well, I got 12. Should be just two honorable mentions.
Okay. So I'm gonna an A and B in your shit.
So. And I'm gonna do the honorable mention so you can probably get a feel for what I'm saying and why we're doing this here. Okay. So, top 10 phrases, colloquialisms, sayings, whatever you want to call it, that black people need to stop today. Okay.
Word.
All right. Honorable mention number one is do it for the culture.
Okay. You don't like that?
I don't like it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of things don't have culture. In order to actually really have culture, you have to have a multitude of people that are like-minded and pursue the same things. It's kind of like you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers pulling the rope the same way.
Okay.
So, like, breakdancing is a culture.
Yeah.
It's part of the culture, part of hip-hop culture. Graffiti is part of hip-hop culture. DJing, mm-hmm. hip-hop culture. Rapping, MCing.
Yeah.
It's hip-hop culture. That's the culture. That is hip-hop culture. Motherfuckers saying do it for the culture, like, it's... Like what's
all inclusive?
Like it's all inclusive. It's like, you know, man, I'm out here, you know, I'm out here washing my car, doing it for the culture.
I hadn't heard it used as loosely as that, but
bro, I've seen it all over the place, bro. It's like do it for the culture.
I've heard it.
What culture?
I've heard it spoken in context, so that's interesting.
I've heard it all out of context. So do it for the culture.
They say it out of context.
It's just like, you know, you doing something. It's like, yo, man.
What's happening, man? What you doing today, man? I'm doing it for the culture, man. I'm out here. I'm at Publix, man. I'm just doing it for the culture.
Right. Stop that shit right now. Today. All right.
Okay.
My other honorable mention, and I almost didn't put this on there because it's really true. When people say this shit, it's really true, but it's so overused that we need to stop. And there's levels to this.
Ah, there's levels to this. Okay.
Now, indeed, there are levels too. It's very true. Yeah. But I'm just like, you can't be the motherfucker at Burger King that's, you know, that just got promoted to being on fries. You're like, remember, like, your boy, you're coming to America. Then now I'm on fries. There's levels to this. You know? Shout out to the fast food workers, man, because number one, their pay has increased exponentially these days. So, you know, go get your money, man. It's legal, it's honest, and I am not hating on that shit at all.
Yeah. So.
But at the same
time, have you heard people use that out of context as well?
Man,
there's levels to this.
I mean, you get some people that, like, say for instance, you get influencers on. I use that word very, very loosely. Social media, like, let's just say fitness trainers. You know, you get somebody that, you know, does, you know, fucking 200 push-ups or something. Wow, there's levels to this. Or, you know, you get some chick with a fake ass, fake Brazilian butt lift and some fake titties, and she's posing and doing, you know, how they do the little pose shit. And, you know, just basically, you know, hey, I'm for sale. Just, you know, we'll have, you know, name your price kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, there's levels to this. Oh. You know, I mean, just dumb shit like that, man. You know.
Huh.
So we need to stop this.
There's levels to this. Okay.
Unless you are really talking about some things that really have progressive levels. Yeah, stop this shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't say that fucking shit.
Don't say it just to say it.
Yeah,
just like for the culture. For the culture. Just like
for the culture. Yeah. For the culture.
Use it. How it should be intended.
How it should be used.
Yeah, it should be used.
But like I said, you know, black folks, man, we wear shit out.
Yeah, we wear it out. And it passes down from generation to generation too, you know, who says what. But
so those are my honorable mentions, man. You got any honorable mentions?
Honestly, I don't, but it was two that I just thought about that were more recent. that, for real.
I missed how the fuck.
For real. It's almost real like, okay. And then when you text it, it's FRFR, right?
Yeah.
For real. Like, okay, for real. Got it. All right.
Now, you know, my thing is this though, bro. I don't want to come off in this particular episode as the old ass get off my lawn type of motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to do. It's not what I'm trying to do. However, yeah, I get the fuck off my grass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Get off my grass. At the same time, get the fuck off.
You see the sign.
Fuck
off my grass, man.
Off the grass. So, the other one is no cap.
Oh my God. Like, I didn't even put
no cap. No lie.
Yeah.
So no cap. Just, why like, just say, just no, say lie. No lie. Just, right. Just
fucking, the same amount of
no cap. You capping. Huh?
Same type of motherfucking same okay. Letters. LIECAP.
Three.
I mean, niggas make shit difficult, bro. I mean, ain't got GED the first and flipping around the whole motherfucking like this, bro.
It's just you know, they're doing it for the culture.
Doing it for the culture.
That's what it is.
You know why they're doing it for the culture? Because yeah. It's levels.
Because it is levels. <Right. laughs> I'm telling you, boy.
All right, man. So, but you want to go first on your?
Yeah. So mine sort of tie together all the way to one. And of course, there's some that I get a little, you know, it's not quite as comical or what have you, if okay. You will. But they sort of tie together. Okay. And you'll see. So what I'll do is 10 and 9. It almost identical, just to make it go faster.
Okay.
And one of these, you actually said in another podcast that we did, and I was like, okay. So 10 and 9, it don't matter which
okay.
One.
Okay.
Whoop-de-woo is one. I don't know why when cats be like,
I didn't say, I said whoop.
No, you didn't say that.
It don't sound like some shit that whoop-de-woo.
It's like, are you talking too fast? So you just want to say whoop-de-woo just in place of something. I don't know. For some reason, it sort of irks me when cats be like, yada, yada, and whoop-de-woo.
Yeah.
And say, okay. The other one that you said was this, that, and the third. This, that, and the third is the same thing. It's like, I ain't got nothing to say per se, but I understand it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and this, that, and the third, and it's like a filler.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is. It's this, that, and the third is this, that, and the other thing, which is the third thing.
Yeah,
and the third. I mean, not that I've ever broken down like that, but it's like, it's the third thing, this, that, and the third.
This, that, and the third. And for some reason, that third part fucks with me. Just saying the third, like this and that. But this, that, and the third just sort of mess, I don't know. So those are just like.
So in other words,
those are like pet peeves.
Fuck off your grass, right?
Yeah. This, that, and the third. Whoop-de-woop.
Get off my motherfucking grass.
Yeah. That's 10 and 9.
Well, I'll do 10 and 9 because actually I didn't plan on it like this, but they kind of relate. Number 10 is doing too much and stay in your lane.
You know, I like stay in your lane.
But no, this is the thing. I'm gonna tell you why we need to stop doing too much. We need to stop saying that because we need to be more expressive. Because you know I'm all about conflict sometimes. Right? You're just like, you know, because when motherfuckers say you're doing too much, that means that, man, you're doing some shit you ain't supposed to be doing. My whole thing is I would rather see people telling the people, yo, you shouldn't be doing the shit that you're doing. Instead of saying, you being polite and saying you're doing too much.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess it depends on the situation too.
I just want to see some conflict, bro.
You know?
I'm just trying to see some conflict. I mean, we need to use our words.
Like if you, I mean, like if you're trying to, if it's something that's an easy troubleshoot, right? I don't know. Like a cord that goes in the back of a screen monitor or something. And you can see somebody unraveling the cords. Like, dude, just plug it. You're doing too much. Just plug the shit in. Just turn the shit on.
I mean,
I don't know.
Just
depends.
I just feel like that. It's it's a filler when you could use your words.
Okay.
You know, and be like, you know, you dumb motherfucker. Don't you see how much cord is right there? Why are you trying to unravel this shit? Just plug the motherfucker up.
But
that's a know, little bit more engaging.
Less is more, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little more engaging. And the stay in your lane shit, man. Let me tell you why the stay in your lane shit irks me. The stay in your lane shit irks me because I feel like that in a lot of cases, people are of a hustler's type of mentality. And maybe they don't want to stay in one lane or the other because they're out here trying to get it. Trying to pursue different avenues of success and things like that. Maybe they don't have a lane. They're trying to get it how they can get it.
Okay.
And to me, to tell somebody, hey, look, you stay right here.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hater mentality.
Stay complacent.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I don't like this shit. I'm like, yo, people grow and people evolve and want to do different things with their, you know, with their lives. So they might want to do this one day. 2 years from now, they might want to do something else. They might want to do this. They may discover that they have a passion or desire to do something else after that.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it 100 times, man, and this will be 101. Life is not plural. So why would you listen to somebody and say, hey, look, you stay right there in that lane.
Mm-hmm.
When that lane may not even necessarily be for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't like I don't like the mentality. I don't like the connotation of that.
It could come across that way depending on the discussion. Yeah.
Because if you're trying to tell somebody, hey, look, I'm very good at what I do. You know, if you just want to be like that, be like, hey, look, this is what I do for a living. You need to put in the requisite work to become as successful as I am, not just stay in your fucking lane.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a way. I mean, like, use your words, black people.
Yeah. And
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because standing, if you tell somebody, man, stay in your lane, it's condescending as fuck. I'm going to go ahead and do my number 8 while we're here. And this one really, really, for whatever reason, it kind of hits me like the other shit hits you. It's like fucking, it's just like somebody trying to peel my toenails back, bro. It's just painful. When somebody says, if you know, you know. I hate that shit.
Really?
It's like, motherfucker, if I don't know, then what? Does that mean that I shouldn't know? I shouldn't desire to know? But if I know, did I know? But how the fuck do I know what I know if I don't really know? And if I don't really know, should I know?
If you know, you know. Okay.
It's some silly ass shit, bro. Some silly ass shit. If you know, you know.
Okay.
But like, motherfucker, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Or it may be.
If you try to tell me to mind my business, just say, hey, man, mind your business.
Or it could be something like, if I feel like you should know, then that's for you. Like, if you know, you know. Say, for instance, let's say music or so. Like, you know music. And I might have say something that may be for you to, I think you know. Let's say I send you a link, a clip of something. If you know, you know.
You don't send me number pictures of naked.
That's false, sir. But if you know, you know. Either way, right? But I know where you're coming from.
It doesn't make sense to me, bro. It doesn't make sense.
I'm just.
I mean, we need to stop saying this shit.
Because the thing about probably any of these tens can come from different angles. I think it's the person's experience. But clearly that irks the shit out of you.
Only thing I'm saying, bro, is just use
if you know, you
basic
know.
English language. Just use the words that are already there to express the things that you feel.
But it's what much is more it effective. That? What's a clean example that would irk you on that?
No, it's like when somebody puts up something subliminal on social media and they put, if you know, you know.
Okay.
I'm just like, well, motherfucker, it's probably only you and two other people that really know what the fuck you talking about.
You know? I think the last one I saw, it's funny, you're talking about it. I just saw, and I think we were talking about homecomings on another episode. it was a drum major, an HBCU drum major that was going on field and did a little dance or something. And at the end it said, if you know, you know. And then there was a thing that said like, homecoming season is here or something. Mm-hmm. So like, if you know, it's just like the old thing back in the 90s. It's a black thing, you wouldn't understand. Right. Remember that?
You know what they were doing? They was doing it for the culture.
They're doing it for the culture. Right. So if you know about that band, then you know. I ain't gotta say nothing.
You ain't gotta say nothing.
If you don't know, sorry. Right. But this is a black thing, or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
out of all the whack ass sayings, man, I actually kinda like it's a black thing you wouldn't understand. Because it is really more prevalent and more important today than it was back in late 80s, early 90s when people were saying that shit.
Yeah.
It's really like that now. It's like, you know, this is some really black shit that you have no fucking idea about. That's what we need to change it to. This is some really black shit that you have no fucking idea about.
Right. So to your point, that's expanding, using your words versus just saying, if you know, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it, man.
To further explain something.
I just don't like it.
Trying to convey.
Again, it's like peeling my toenails back. What you got, man?
All right. So my 8 and 7 are very alike. So I just knock these two out. Number 8, Black Girl Magic. I don't like it. Black Girl Magic. And mainly because if you're a teenager, or if you're 6 or 8 or 13, you know what? That's cute. Okay. I like it. On a little t-shirt or whatever, a little show. But a fucking 30 and 40 year old, 50 year old woman talking about Black Girl Magic or Black Girl Rocks, and you're a fucking adult. Imagine if me and you had a Black Boy Magic t-shirt. No, nigga, I'm a male. I'm a man. I'm a man, black man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh, boy.
I don't know. It just messes with me. It takes a black woman and makes her a girl on that. And that's just, I don't like that Black Girl Magic stuff. And the other one is, number 7 is Independent Black Woman. I don't like that term, because what that has done, it has, from songs and how things have happened in the late 90s and the 2000s, empowering women, single women, and shout out to single women who've held it down over the years. I'm not talking, I'm not disparaging them, but if you're independent and you've raised families and children and things and handle your business, but a black woman needs a black man. And I think that it becomes more of an allegiance, or, you know, like a, you know, buzzword, like, hey, you don't need a man out here to do certain things, you know, to get ahead and, you know, to have family or what have you.
Right.
And
it's really a badge of honor that no woman should really want.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you really don't want that. If you, I mean, if that's you, then hey, more power to you.
Yeah.
But that's not the... I mean, and even black women are starting to say this shit now. Black women are like, man, we're tired of this shit, man. We're, you know, where the men at? You know, we need to, you know, get this shit together.
Yeah.
And, so, you know.
It's just...
That's a whole other show. That's a whole other show.
Yeah. But, so that's 8 and 7.
So you don't like Black Girl Magic, bro?
No, I don't like it. It demeans and belittles black women.
Yeah, how about grown ass black woman magic?
Put that on a t-shirt.
I prefer grown ass black woman.
If you say black girl and you're a grown woman, it just fucks with me, man. I don't know.
Okay, man.
That's my 8 and 7.
All right,
I think
man,
you were 7, right?
Yeah, I'm a 7. My 7, bro. If my other one, which was if you know, you know, was like peeling toenails back, this one is like nails across the chalkboard.
Uh-uh.
And it is quite simply period with a T on the end.
Some old Tyler Perry shit.
Bruh.
Period.
The amount of ignorance that is shown when people say this shit, it is... It's soul crushing to me, bro. It really is. This shit, like, again, is like nails across the chalk. Because it just seems like...
So you don't like that T messes with you.
This shit
grammatically.
It reminds me these books, these literary books that my mother used to make me read back in the day. These books were from, they were poetry books, they were essays and other stories that were written by enslaved people. Very disjointed, but had, you know, enough story in them where you could tell what they were talking about. But it was old Negro dialect, is what it was.
Twice and verbs and
right, exactly. So it was kind of, you know, again, it was just old Negro dialect. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that I could pertain, you know, compare it to. This is what this particular phrase reminds me of. Just old Negro dialect. You know, sounds like people that haven't had the benefit of actually studying language. The shit is ignorant to me, bro.
Period.
It is fucking ignorant.
Okay.
Now this is the thing. This is the thing. Because I know they get it from a movie character. And I tell you, man, I mean, I'm not a real big fan of product that Tyler Perry puts out. Entrepreneurial savvy. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Tyler Perry fan. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, the business savvy. But this goes to show that when you are immersed, when you doing it for the culture, when you are immersed in dumb shit, yeah, other dumb shit comes out of that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you're looking at this stupid ass fucking entertainment that is basically sucking the intelligence out of your fucking head, and it's replacing it with this. And this is what's happening.
That's
bro.
What a lot of the music.
I mean, this is what's happening. I mean, people don't want to. Yeah. They don't want to say this shit, but it's like, dude, I've been saying for years, all that Real Housewives stuff, loving hip hop and yada yada yada, all this other dumb shit. That shit makes you dumber. It makes you dumber. Yeah. Because you are watching people that are literally supposed to be on a reality show but are so fucking out of touch with reality that it's fucking ridiculous. This shit makes you stupid.
I mean,
then you take this dumb shit and then you put it in your everyday communication, and you think that this shit is cool. But then you get somebody that's intelligent, like I consider myself to be, and I'm looking at you like, you stupid, unintelligent fucking oof is what you are. You sound like a dumbass.
So what, you know? So I would think that would be somebody writing it in text or writing it in a way that,
man, I see
they're trying
videos.
To they're trying to be
trying,
maybe
they're trying to humorous, emphasize something.
Yeah, emphasizing yeah. or yeah. With a slight bit of humor or to it, like period. Right?
I don't give a fuck what the context is, bro.
It's not like on a resume or
stupid.
Or, you know, any business communications and you see it. I think that's a problem.
You never know.
And to your point, I mean, nowadays, I mean, this now with all this texting and you know, social media, everything is being abbreviated so much that I mean, you know, some people probably think is spelt with a T. I mean, you know,
just saying,
depending on who you're talking to.
But anyway, that shit grinds my gears, bro. Again, nails across the chalkboard. That's anybody who is friends with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, just know that if you've ever written that shit and I've seen it, that I've talked mad shit about you. I have called you an ignorant fuck.
We could easily call this show Pet Peeves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Pet Peeves.
Pet Peeves, could easily call it.
All right, man. So you want me to go to my number? I can do six if you want me to do six.
Oh, that was seven?
That was seven.
Okay. You can go ahead with six.
Okay, number six. This really is kind of like, this is from the punk ass motherfucker file.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I hate when people put something on social media and they say, I don't know who needs to hear this. I can't stand that shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this.
I'm like, you know, you sound like a broke ass hustling preacher.
It's relevant though.
I don't know who he's. I mean, if you don't know who needs to hear it, then shut the fuck up. You don't say you need to be but speaking
somebody
directly.
Somebody might need to hear it.
You need to be speaking directly to the motherfucker that you think needs to hear what the fuck you about to say.
If
you don't know who needs to hear what you about to say, you really might want to shut the fuck up.
Well, you tough.
I'm just saying.
You tough, man.
I don't know needs to hear it. I don't know either, motherfucker.
You might need to say something standard.
Well, just say
and somebody might. Well, just you know what? I don't know who needs to hear this, but so what you're saying is probably just say to motherfucker, and whoever needs to hear it is going to hear it anyway.
Or if you know who, if you saying something to somebody, just say, "Hey, you motherfucker, you need to hear this." So I'm gonna say this. You know what I'm saying?
It's a capturing. Man, it's an all capturing term.
Dumb shit.
It's like whoever
dumb
can hear me.
Shit.
If you need to hear this, check this out.
Nah, bro.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah. So, all right, man. What you got?
That was six.
Yeah, that was number six.
My six and five have something in common.
Okay.
All right. Number six, and you've heard this time and time again. It's not always what you know, but who you know.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't like scratch my back.
That ain't like a colloquialism though, bro. That's kind of like, I mean, that's real. That's kind of like real life, man. Because, well, I mean, it really is.
Well,
not what you know, but who you know sometimes.
Here's my explanation though. That is a true statement, especially, you know, you think of careers, right? Or, you know, you're trying to get ahead or trying to meet network or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not so much who you know, but who knows you. And I say that in context of where a lot of people drop names a lot. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fresh. I know him and this and that. This, that, and the third. Right. I know Fresh and yada, yada, yada. And you get to Fresh. Like, hey, Fresh, you know Reg? Hold on. You're talking about such. I don't know. I've been in position. Or been in positions where that is not always applicable. Mm-hmm. Even though we know that in life, you can have all the degrees and have skill sets and knowledge, but if you don't know anyone that can get you where you need to be, yeah, that does hold true. It's
to
just
the next level,
I'm just tired.
There's levels to this.
There's levels to it. And I'm just, it's one of those things I'm sort of tired of hearing because people usually say it as a nothing burger. It's mm-hmm. like, it just sort of leave it hang. It's a cliffhanger in mm-hmm. a sense. It's like, okay, it's not what you know, who is who you know. Okay, now what? I'm thinking of like somebody who's just sort of wants information from you and then you just leave them with something, you know? So that's my angle on it.
Okay.
Another one is a cliffhanger as well is when a door closes, another one opens. And people say that to me as encouragement, right? But it's usually nothing afterward. It's usually that's what they got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what, man? Yeah, hey, I'm sorry you're down on your luck, man. But you know, when one door closes, another one opens. Okay. Hey, okay, thank you. It's not a resolution. I'm waiting on something else to be said.
Right. So someone else wants to do go wiggle a bunch of doorknobs.
It can be encouraging, but I'm just saying it's like, oh, hey, thanks.
You know, I mean, I'll leave like, it. I'd be real discouraging somebody, but like, hey, man, you know when they say, you know what they say, door closed, just find the window to jump out of.
I mean, you know, not to oppose it, but yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just,
I don't know if that was that bad, man, but I feel you, man. My number five, and I guess I've kind of pulled most of my shit off of social media, bro, because social media aggravates the fuck out of me so much.
I see.
For somebody that has,
I see.
For somebody that was one of the first, I've been on Facebook. Shit, when I, for my profile.
Since it started?
I don't know if it was since it started, but I've been on this motherfucker for, shit, I know, maybe 2009, maybe? Maybe 2007, I don't know. But I've been on that motherfucker for a long time. And, you know, seen a lot of shit come, seen a lot of shit go.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I really want to go is when people are describing something that has happened or something that they have done, and it's really saying this makes me think that you're stupid. When they say, instead, I'll give you the prime example. If somebody gets some fake titties, they get breast implants. Instead of saying, hey, I got some new breast implants, what do you think? They'll say, I did a thing.
I did a thing.
I did a thing.
You don't like that.
I don't like that shit. I'm just like, I did a thing. Like, the fuck did you do? Why are you wasting time? Just tell me what the fuck you did. I did a thing. And it's all over the place, bro. I did a thing. I colored my hair. I did a thing. I cleaned out my basement and I did a thing.
It's like a cliffhanger too.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit, bro.
I did a thing. Well, okay, what did you do?
What'd you do? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, just say what the fuck you did. It's like you trying to get people to engage you, and the only thing I do is block you.
So is that the same as like, guess what happened to me today?
Is it the unseen? I don't mind that, provided that you are directly into what the fuck you did.
But they about to tell you if you, because that it sort of pulls you to say what, and then you say what it is, right? So I did a thing. Oh yeah, what did you do?
You see, I don't fuck with that. It's not the same thing, because what I'm saying is that if you just say I did a thing with no context, you're an idiot. If you say it the other way, guess what I did, and you start going into what you did as an explanation, you're only saying guess what I did just as part of the excitement build, not necessarily to provoke the communication. You understand what I'm saying?
To me, it's the same thing.
Let me just put it to you like this.
The person's going to ask.
If you are on social media and you were friends with me, because I guarantee fucking to you that I have blocked you. If you say I did a thing, I immediately block you. Because I think you're stupid. I just think you're stupid. I did a thing, you stupid motherfucker. I'm blocking you. That's what I did. I did a thing too. I just blocked your dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand that shit, bro.
I did a thing. Okay.
I can't stand it. That's my number five. Let me go and get my number four. Let me go into my number four, man, before this shit makes my skin crawl too. People out there, they're saying, instead of saying yes, they spell it YASSS.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Dude, I think that is some of the most ignorant shit.
That's some old,
I think it's the like most ignorant shit in the world.
Sister girl, like.
I think it's ignorant, bro.
I think of two females talking and they, one of them is agreeing. Fully agreeing.
Let me tell you, bro. Let me tell you. I used to have 5,000 followers flat on Facebook. Right? I only got 4,800 now.
Because of yes.
Because I've been blocking motherfuckers to right and do that dumb shit.
You probably did an inventory cleanup. Just, like, hold on, let me make sure. Like,
you know what, man?
Okay, you're out.
I need intelligent motherfuckers on my timeline, because social media is already a fucking cesspool of ignorance.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so, you know, I had to clean it. If you're going to be that fucking stupid, YES is only three letters. YASSS, that's five letters, bro.
What about YESSS, just to make a point, versus A, or does it matter? I mean, it's like an exclamation, right? Depending on what it is. Blah. You tough, man. You tough.
Blah.
You tough.
Yeah. You block.
Oh, I don't like that ignorant shit, bro. I don't need that shit around me.
Okay.
That shit makes my ass itch, bro.
It can just be, you know, a form of humor there.
Block.
But, okay. What was that?
That was number five for me. No, that was number four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, man, I got some good ones coming up.
Yeah, I think mine are getting a little more serious.
Okay, let's get serious.
Mine are getting a little more serious. Let me see. Actually, 4, 3, and 2 are, I'm not going to have to do them, but they're in the same box as well.
You can spit it out.
Huh?
Spit it out.
All right, number 4. I'm trying to read this handwriting of mine. Number 4 is Black people, we got to do better.
Okay.
That bothers me because of how people say it or the timing of when they say it. As if it's something like what you said earlier, it's like it's all inclusive. If one Black person does something bad, Black people, we all got to do. Wait a minute, hold on. This dusty nigga over here did something wrong. I didn't do that crime, or I didn't do what he did. I didn't do what Deshaun did, you know, or, you know, we're speaking of another episode here. But I don't know. It's just, I just don't like it because people usually take it out of context.
That's fair.
White folks use it sometimes, or not white folks use it, but they may use it like, y'all got to do better. Right. That's exactly what I hear.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what
exactly. I
hear.
I feel you.
And so just, if you mind, if I go into 3.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay, 3. Not all white people are bad. Not all Black people are good. If a brother or sister, if somebody is talking something empowering and that is said, it waters down that empowerment to me. And I've heard it mainly from older Black people will say it. You know, not all white people are bad and not all Black people are good.
I normally hear from the younger motherfuckers, man, because, you know, they on this old kumbaya shit. Like, you know, they really ain't had to face this shit yet.
Yeah, but I've heard it from some quote elders who don't really have that fire in them anymore either, and try to pacify stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't like to hear it because of it waters down something that to me needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just climb the 2 real quick on the same line. What about Black on Black crime?
Oh, man.
Same shit.
I'm conflicted about that.
It's a deterrent.
I'm conflicted about that one because what I do understand is that particular phrase is something that white folks use to gaslight us, you know, and try to make us feel like the shit that we bring up in terms of the inequality, just, you know, the social iniquities and things of that nature aren't real. Or if they do acknowledge something in terms of some of the violence that we've been subjected to, then they'll say, well, why are you worried about police brutality? Why don't you worry about Black on Black crime?
Right.
Yeah, see, that shit right there is that grinds my gears too. However, you got a Black on Black crime problem, you know, and this is the thing though. Crimes are normally based on proximity,
right?
Relationships,
right?
So there's some community issues that would need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are being real about the situation, there is a lot of senseless violence that should be reined in and should be checked. I think that to say that Black on Black crime is not a problem is probably not really healthy. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it's one of those things
when it's used to discredit
that's why I'm
the addressing of, yeah, of the social issues, then that's fucked up.
Yeah, if it's used to cover up and, you know, propagandize, right, if you
propaganda,
will,
right,
then
right, right,
then that's the issue. And right, and but yeah, we all know that, you know, we got some cleanups, we got some work to do.
We gotta do better.
But we already know. We gotta do better. Again, it's something we know.
Right.
I just, when it's used in the context in which it's used, yeah,
white people
I don't
shouldn't
like
be
it.
Saying that shit in any right, at any juncture.
And then a
it
lot
just
of,
shouldn't even come out of their mouth.
And a lot of black puppets are, you know, said
right,
to deter certain empowerment or, you know, words and things right, that you need to hear.
Right, right.
So that's 4, 3, and 2, brother.
All right, man. So
I'll let you roll.
All right, man. So my number 3, and I've hated this ever since motherfucker started saying this, man. And this is just real shit. I can't even front, man. And again, I got most of my shit from the world of social media here. Because I'm really just fucking sick and tired of the motherfuckers on social media. I really am. I think most of y'all are some ignorant ass motherfuckers. I really.
Is it mainly from younger?
I don't know who's. No, I can't even. Honestly, I can't even say that shit. There's a lot of people my age that are trying to be hip. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, you can't. Either you cool or you not cool. It's just one of them things. Yeah. You can't change your vernacular or try to publicize your newly acquired vernacular to make yourself seem cooler than what you actually are. This is one of the sayings that really, this is why it's in top 3, because it really pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
And it's feel some type of way. Yeah, I feel some type of way about that. My whole thing is like, just say, nigga, I'm mad. I'm mad at the fact that you fucked my wife. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel some type of way about you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's 0 to 60, but yeah.
What I'm saying is like, yeah, you know, I'm mad at the fact that you stole my money. I'm mad at the fact that you wrecked my car. Don't just say the shit made me feel some type of way. It's like, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm mad that you had the nerve to think that you could actually talk to me like that. Not to say that what you said made me feel some type of. No, it's like, motherfucker, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
So
you understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying that, you know, if you, it's a passive way of expressing emotion.
Okay.
The way that I look at it is, my way of doing things harnesses the power of my anger. Because I'm going to tell you exactly what the fuck is on my mind. This actually disarms people. I feel some type of way. Like, motherfucker, how do you really feel? It's, you don't say that you're angry. You don't say that you're sad. You don't say that you're slightly pissed off. You don't say that you're melancholy. You don't say that you're sad. You don't say that you're happy. I just feel some type of way. A type could be any type. And way could be any way. So you feel some type of way that could be a multitude of ways to feel.
I could see you as a psychiatrist beating the hell out of somebody on a couch.
So
motherfucker, you need to talk.
I know what I'm saying. So you talk about you feel some type. How the fuck do you
mean?
Really feel? You can't tell me you feel some type of way.
I can see you strangling a motherfucker.
I just feel like that it's a waste of emotional energy instead of saying, hey, look, you really pissed me off when you said X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
The reason why you pissed me off is because da 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 da. Or this, that, and the third.
Whoop-de-woo.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get that. You're weakening the power of your own tongue. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're weakening yourself. So I feel some type of way. Motherfucker, you piss me off.
I see a commonality in yours where some of your top tens where you want the person to just say what they need to say.
I'm just saying, man, communication, right? Communication,
like,
is,
be more direct.
Right. I mean, don't communication beat around the bush, in terms of when you feel like that you've been wrong or you feel like that you need to express something, communication is the only way to really get that shit put forward. You know what I'm saying? You're not a 17 to 30, 44 year old white dude with an AR-15. So you can, You know what I'm saying? So you got to talk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Use your words. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, what is the deal here? You feel some type of way? How the fuck do you feel? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. How the fuck do you feel? Be an adult. I don't want to talk to you if you walk around saying I feel some type of way. I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who
it sounds like a fucking baby
who want you to get it out of them,
right? And I ain't got time.
I feel some type of way. Okay, you feel happy. Facial expressions. You're sad. I think of a male female relationship where the man is just like, okay, now I got to do the fucking guessing game.
I don't do this shit. You know, I feel some type of way. I was like, you got exactly 45 seconds to figure out what the fuck you gonna do about it, because I'm moving on. That's what I'm saying. Oh. I'm just saying, bro, I ain't got time for this shit.
Oh, gosh.
I don't have time for it. You are a fucking adult.
Yeah.
If I do something, I do something that has caused you to have an emotion.
Now, what if they quickly say it after they say that? Like, Fresh, I feel some type of way. Let me tell you how I feel. And they go right into it. I feel some type of way, bro. Yeah. And you see the facial expression like...
right after that because...
Because you said 45 seconds. Okay, gotcha.
With the way that I'm wired, I'm going to be like...
I feel some type of way, bro.
Maybe like...
And like I take a sip of a drink and I put it down. That'll and you might fun. Be like, what's up?
No.
And I'm like...
No?
No. I'm not...
Let me ask you this. As many conversations that we've had, some of them have been intense.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever known me to be like, I feel some type of way? How many times have I had something on my mind and I have just said what the fuck is on my mind?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you go straight to it.
Because it's easy to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm, you know, I'm trying to be an asshole to people or anything like that. Well, I mean, it's just like, this is what I feel. This is what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is that's your personality. Right. So if you're dealing, you know, with people with different personalities, but if someone says that, which irks the fuck out of you, it clearly does. But they pause for 10 seconds and then they go into what? Will that sort of ease that?
You got to be real quick, bro, because I'm... I'm just saying, because that shit turns me off, man.
I'm just thinking a high level of
ignorance and a low level of emotional intelligence really, really turns me off.
I can't think of a dude that I've ever heard say that.
Dude,
this is
a rap song. Some dude made a rap song talking about I feel some type of way. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was a trap song. It might have been Future. But hell, that would explain it. But yeah. That's my number three. I'm going to move on. Number two is just like, but you talk about black folks grabbing some shit and just, I mean, just rearing it the fuck out. This shit, I understood the assignment.
That's fairly new. What is it, Cardi B or somebody?
Man, I don't know who the fuck it is, but all I know is this. It's like, man, I mean, I stay steady blocking my voice with this shit. You know, I'm just like, what assignment? What's the assignment? What did you really understand?
I think it's clever, though. I think it's clever, depending on the angle you do it.
Look up Reg and block this
guy. About to block me. I think it's clever if you put it into everything. Is all these to me is about context too, right? Who says it, how they say it, and it can have satire to it. You know what I'm saying? Some comedy, depending on what it is. But that ain't your thing, though.
No. Just no. There is no assignment.
Like memes, and
who,
it's like
who told you
he understood the assignment?
Who told you
meme of somebody?
Who told you to go get ass shots and pose on Instagram in a thong to show your dimply wrinkled fat injected ass. That's the assignment. That was the assignment, bro. Come on, man.
No, that wouldn't.
I'm telling you, bro. This shit is ignorant as fuck.
I mean, I'm sure some that don't match the meme or don't match what was being done. That's the most.
Or maybe I just don't like stupid motherfuckers that don't know how to say shit in context.
Again, I think yours.
I got beef with everybody.
Yeah. Yours.
I'm the grumpy ass old man in this motherfucker. I told you, get off my lawn. My fucking grass.
Just wash my car.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm walking around kicking your puppies and shit.
Yeah, you got like a closet full of like footballs and baseballs and shit. People knocking shit over your fence. Like,
we ain't going to Fresh House.
He ain't gonna give us that shit.
I stabbed the motherfuckers with my switchblade and put it back out in the street.
Damn.
See, pump it up and never be able to pump it up again.
Yeah, yours again have this theme. And I'm sure your number one probably follows the same theme of like, just say it. Like, I don't want to have to.
Actually, this is the thing. This is the thing with this, my number one. It's actually not so bad. It's just the overuse of it. I'm thinking like, find some words. That's the theme of my thing. Find some words that are correct, that are contextual, that are in the English fucking language.
Mm.
Or in any fucking language other than this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the theme. It's like, find an alternative to express yourself in a manner that shows how intelligent you truly are, because the way that you communicate using these things, it shows just how much of an ignorant fuck you are. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
This is my opinion.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the show? I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
There it is.
So, number one, drum roll, please.
Yo, boy.
It's the blank. For me, fill in the blank. It's the so and so for me. It's the something for me. It's the butt for me. It's the this for me. It's the. I can't stand that shit, bro.
So, okay.
Yeah, I do like it when I see some of these natural bodies on Instagram, and it'd be like, it's the natural ass for me.
That's why I'm scratching my face.
It's the natural ass for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
but you get, it's just overused. And I prefaced what I said
is
by saying it's not really that bad. It's the overuse.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the overuse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you, given that example, let's say you shared a picture of a swimsuit model
with the natural ass.
And you mentioned,
I would only share one with a natural ass.
Okay, and let's say it's the
I'm trying to throw darts at fake booties, bro. I just want to throw a dart.
BBLs, man.
I can't stand this.
Please,
and look, you know, normally I would apologize to women, and I would say, hey, look, if that's you,
I hate fake asses. I hate it too. I hate it too.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be wanting to throw darts at your fake ass because you ain't gonna feel it. Fucking around with a motherfucking pin cushion for my ass. You know what I'm saying?
This shit will just deflate.
Man, I'm telling you, I hate that shit. I don't know why women do that. This shit is so fucking ugly. And I'm just like, these dudes, I'm like, man, y'all will fuck anything, won't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like breasts either that are implants and shit.
My whole thing is like, I don't speak too much about the breasts. The reason why I don't speak about the breasts is because I know that I don't know the reason why they may have fake breasts, because there's breast cancer rampant, and there could be reconstruction, things like, I'm very sensitive to that. That stuff is run all through my family. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm very sensitive to that. So,
yeah.
But this ass stuff, I ain't never heard of ass cancer, bro. Ass cheek cancer.
I'm talking about in terms of flaunting it as if these are my real breasts. Yeah, so, yeah, I get the whole the whole thing, but to what I was saying is,
ass shots,
if
bro.
you You went there. I know what's on your mind. No, but if you sent me a picture and you might, let's say you sent a picture and you comment on a woman's ass. But I might say, man, it's the titties for me. Like, just letting you know. Her smile for me. It's her complexion for me, bro.
No, it's the titties.
You know, just whatever.
It's
her hair, whatever, for me. You know,
I got you, man.
I preface, but you said
it's not
frequency.
It's not the saying itself. It's the overuse of it. So, and I feel like that's number one because it's something that is. When you talk about being clever, I think that is a clever way to give a counter argument to spark up conversation, just like you gave that particular example. I think that that's something that is actually useful. Mm-hmm. But other than that, motherfuckers just be using it
all the time.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Every other sentence, man. I don't know. It's the color for me, man. I don't know. It's the rain for me.
Again, it's the overuse. It's the overuse for me. And that's my number one, man. I really need my people, man, to do better. Black people need to do better with this vernacular.
Do better for the culture, man.
Do better for the culture, just saying this, that, and the third.
You know
what I'm saying? Doing too much. Y'all need to stay in your lane.
I know. Stay in your lane, goddamn. Right.
If you know, you know. Look, I don't know who need to hear this, bro, but they making me feel some type of way when they do this shit. But you get my point. You see what I'm saying? This is why these shits need to be retired,
but
bro.
All those sort of, you can have, see a whole, how you just, motherfucking, you conversation. You just did your top 10 in one thing, right?
That's so crazy.
If motherfuckers do it a lot, clearly, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know y'all gonna get blocked from Fresh.
I'm blocking the fuck out of you.
8 of these 10 at least.
Right. So, the only one I won't block, and I'm not gonna say her name, but the only one that I haven't blocked is because I know she's a really sweet person. And I'm not gonna block her because she's just a really sweet person. You know her.
Black girl magic.
Yes, as a matter of fact, she is. She's black girl magic.
Okay. Right?
So I won't block her because she's really a sweet person, and I know that she does things for the right reasons.
Okay.
Really good people.
Good.
All these other motherfuckers, though, I blocked the fuck out of them already. They probably wonder, damn, is LaRue still on Facebook? It's like, yeah, but I'm just not friends with your dumb ass. Is he on Instagram?
Yeah.
I surely am.
Yep. Still here.
You just can't see me, motherfucker. Because you are stupid. Dude, I hate stupid people, man.
Yeah, well.
I hate stupid people and I hate ghetto motherfuckers. Because my whole thing is like, ain't nothing wrong with living in the ghetto. But when you, just because you are in the ghetto, don't mean that you are ghetto.
So hood vernacular is not really.
No, hood, my hood vocabulary is extensive. Trust me. Don't let the NBA fool you.
So
is extensive. However, I'm just saying, I try to keep it to the podcast. And it doesn't surface too much on the other platforms. Because this is the platform to do the shit.
Maybe they use period on with the T. On text or just on social media. Bruh. But you know, they use it accordingly.
I can't tell you how many motherfuckers I done blocked off that shit. That shit is ignorant as fuck. I'd have just blocked anybody that watched Tyler Perry movies anyway.
Damn, well, you're going to block half,
it's like,
gonna,
I'm half like,
of America. Black
what I'm
America,
saying. I'm going to have 402 friends. The entertainment value, man, is just not there, man. The motherfucking lighting is what are y'all shooting in? A closet? It's like, y'all shooting with a cell phone camera light? The fuck, man? Can't light up some black people. You got some beautiful black people. Because I will say, he cast very good looking black people. Very good looking black men and women.
Employed. He employed one of my partners too, man.
Yeah, his cast are always, you know, what they, you know, how they used to say in Hollywood, from central casting. You know what I'm saying? Really good looking black men and women. I mean, they do a terrific job of putting new people in the spotlight. I'm not a hater, I swear. But these motherfuckers do not know how to light black people. They do not how to. They cannot get the fucking lighting right for anything. I'm just like, y'all motherfuckers ain't nobody got no ring light. You know what I'm saying?
A cell phone
and,
light.
And I'm just saying, like, just, I mean, and the ring light's not how you're gonna light somebody on the set. What I'm saying is that, damn, that would be better than the shit that they do. I'm just like, it's, man, you making motherfuckers lighting, you know, shit, three shades darker than what they are. So, but anyway, that's just my pet peeve.
Well, were you gonna maybe lose some followers off of that? I think my number one, I'm going to lose.
Why? Because I made him feel some type of way?
Huh? You might, unblock. I'm talking about as you maybe block him.
No, you know, I'm going to be like, I did a thing.
Yeah.
I blocked all of you motherfuckers.
but I think my number one, I might lose some off of my number one.
Okay.
Which you probably have absolutely no idea. And so, but it's... This is not like something that like irks me, but once again, people who use it in a way that I don't like it to be used, how they use it. Okay. And it is, I'm blessed and highly favored.
How
people use it.
You just want to just alienate the whole church.
It's like, I'm saying,
Riz got people, one follower.
How, right?
It's your sister.
Negative.
Your sister could be the only one following you.
I don't like what you said, but I got your back, bro. I don't like it. But how people use it. I have no problem with the term, I understand. But when people use it in an arrogant way, as if, oh, I'm blessed and you're not. I'm favored and you're not. It's those people. It's just a group. It's just people know who they are and they use it as a badge of honor, as if they're the only ones that they know God, or they're the only ones that can do whatever versus other people. And to me, it's very condescending if they use it in that way. And I know people who use it in that way, and that's where it really kills me. And it's my number one because it has, you know, it's a, you know, somewhat of a religious context to it or connotation. And so now we're on a different spectrum now, you know, if you're talking to me that way, you know what I'm saying? Or talking to anyone else that way.
Well, you know, I made this, I produced this track one time, and it was a dope ass track, man. I sent it to this dude out of Chicago, and he wrote a song to it. And he actually said something that, now that I think about it, doesn't make a lot of sense. It's kind of along the same lines as what you're saying.
And this
dude is solid. I'm not saying that he's, I mean, this dude's a good dude. I don't fuck with bozos. But I sent him a track. I had named it something. I can't remember what I named it. When he finished the track, put the lyrics on it, the vocal arrangement, everything. The title of the song was called Favor Ain't Fair.
Okay.
That kind of goes along the same lines. It's like, you know, it's almost saying, hey, yeah, I got all this. Hey, it's like life ain't fair. Favor ain't fair. So I get what you're saying. It's kind of like, well, why isn't favor fair? Why is it that, you know, why does it think that you are, why do you think you're exalted to a point to where the fairness level is unequal when we're all supposed to be equal? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's pretty deep. I understand exactly what you're saying. It's pretty deep. And I never would have, because, you know, I ain't the most religious motherfucker out there. Even though, like I said, I've read the Bible and the Quran from cover to cover. But I feel like that if you are of the mindset to where you have to be so demonstrative in your expression.
Yeah.
It's almost like you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I know you, I said a bunch right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you gotta.
And I'll go on my list. I go to my list. I don't know who needs to hear this.
See how that's applicable?
Right. But if you are so demonstrative to the point to where you have to feel like that you have to exalt what you feel is your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people don't understand, and let me just get on another plane right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is that what you look at as favor could very well be as low as you could possibly go. You may not really know what true favor is.
Right.
Because if you truly believe that God is limitless, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could be in the midst of a storm and don't know that you're actually in a storm, but you're admonishing other people saying that, hey, I'm blessed and highly favored, and perhaps you're not because you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's when you're dealing with people's spirituality and their beliefs.
Yeah.
You tie that into doing it for the culture and you tie that because mm-hmm, honestly, mm-hmm. I mean, if we just being honest,
yeah.
Black religion is a cultural thing. There are certain culturally accepted norms, especially within the Black church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there is a culture.
Oh yeah.
So people really need to, I'm really feeling you on that one. I'm feeling you on that one because there's so much that I could say on that, but
yeah, that could be a whole show.
It could really be a whole show, but, mm-hmm. but my whole thing is like from, if you are truly a person that is gospel centric, that is truly about spreading what you feel is the good news of the, you know, of the Savior, you know, Christ. If that is truly what your center focus mm-hmm. is, it's not necessarily about flaunting favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about flaunting blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's about spreading blessings.
Right.
It's about being
the light.
It's what I'm saying.
I'm the light.
Right. It's like being favor for people that may not understand what favor is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being that example,
mm-hmm.
not from like you said, it's not from a condescending level. Yeah.
I'm not too many times.
I see exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I will say this though, to balance the scales, I do know people that live as closely as they can to that life that they talk about. You know, so they try.
Sure.
You know, I mean nobody's perfect. But I mean I do see other instances too. But that's a good one, man.
They walk the talk. But yeah.
Y'all let us know if we should do a show on the hustle of religion.
Are you blessed
and highly favored?
Yeah, I agree with how you...
is your favor fair?
Your breakdown.
You know what I'm saying? Is your favor fair?
Speaking to those who...
Is God good enough to you? serious business, bro.
The good rim doctor.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is God good enough to you? What do you want from God? What do you, you know?
Yeah, that's a whole show. That's a freaking series in my head.
What do you want from God? What do you want?
It's a series. But yeah, that's my number one.
That's a good one, bro.
When it's used, arrogantly so, and it really messes with me.
Yeah. It doesn't quite bother me like you. I mean, I guess because I've distanced myself, you know, for the most part, man, when people start talking religion, man, I start just like, I'd be like, yeah, this, that, the third. You know what I'm saying? Like, blah, 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 blah. Something like the Charlie Brown shit.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And the only reason why I do that is because most people don't have the intelligence capacity to truly discuss what they feel in terms when it comes to religion. They just know how they feel. They just feel what they feel. They can't express how they feel in a sensible manner to get anybody to follow whatever doctrine they're living up under. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just be like, you know, God is good all the time. Yeah. God is good.
Yeah.
That's it.
That could have been a 1B.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I swear I do not knock people who are religious like that. But what I'm saying is, it's like people have a hard time defending why they think a certain way, or why they believe a certain way, or why they say the shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't understand. They don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just following along. Why? Because they do it for the culture.
just doing it blindly.
But I'm telling you, bro, there is a culture of religion that, I mean, maybe we could, you know, do some study in it and come back on the show. And I know we didn't. Never would have thought that we would end the show on this particular note, but.
Yeah, but let me do this real quick. Adversely to what we did, I just want to throw out some that I love.
Okay.
If I could juxtapose the topic here.
Okay.
For show. I love for show.
Okay.
Even though I know you would probably hate F-O-S-H-O, but
I mean, I ain't that stuffy, man.
Hot Minute. I like that. Bet. We say bet.
I say bet all the time.
Don't get it.
I text bet all the time to you, don't I?
No doubt. Don't get it twisted. Keep it 100.
I don't know about no.
Keep it 100. I like that. True that. I like true that. I can't call it.
Yeah, what's up, brother? I can't call it, man.
Let me find out.
I should have put that on my list. Because, let me find out. Yeah, I don't like that shit.
You wrong for that.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, you're wrong for that shit, bro. That's what's up. That's probably
bro. I say that all the time.
That's what's up. I think that's probably up. The most popular.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And
because it's like so many different ways. Like, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, and I know that's right. I know that's right.
I don't say that as much, man. Yeah. That's kind of like that's one of my mama's sayings, man. Right. I know that's right.
Like, I know that's right.
Right. Yeah. Nah. That's 1975, 80.
Okay. Yeah, I think I just had. I just threw those out there, bro.
That's what's up, man.
Squaw.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. But I don't really the ones that you said that you like. I mean, I fuck with those. You know. But anyways, man. I'm gonna let the people know that we still doing it for the culture.
Bet.
For real. That's what's up. In addition to Apple Podcasts, where the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, iHeart, and wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Right? What's up.
Yeah, it is.
Once again, everyone, text line is open. Once again, you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 704-886-6686. Once again, that's 704-886-6686. Definitely look forward to interacting with you, answering texts, responding to voicemails on the show, and all that good shit. You can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our handle is at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Please be sure to like, comment, and follow. As always, we definitely appreciate your listenership. We're very grateful for that. And we appreciate your continued support.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the next new, what's the new? And occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man is a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.